The idea for this film is actually based on a quite popular conspiracy theory that's been circling around the internet and the world before that, since 1945, and it has something to do with Hitler's secret weapons and also the fact that there's a lot of people who really think that there are Nazis on the moon, or at least that Nazis had a space program. And we kind of thought that that's a really interesting basis for a story. We were sitting in a sauna and a friend of mine said that let's make a film about Nazis on the moon, and we took that idea and we started to research it, and it became what it is nowadays.
Just tell us about the financing. This was made with German money?
This was made with Finnish, German and Australian money. We had good portions of a budget coming from Finland and then Europe and then German and then obviously Australia, yes.
And obviously the focus has been on the fact it has had German financing and it has been premiering at the Berlin Film Festival where you're speaking to us from. Does this show that Germans are happy to laugh at this, very dark episode in their past?
It's been quite a long, the approach has been only and almost exclusively very, very one note. The fact that somebody does a comedy about Nazis on the Dark Side of the Moon or Nazis in general, it's always a little bit of a suspicious thing. But when once it hits, it has been received so well by people. They say that it's really refreshing. The message is the same, obviously.
Suspicion on some parts. Was it a problem getting money for it?
We had a challenge, yeah. It wasn't really easy to get funding or financing, but it was definitely, once we got to send out the script to people, we said that this is the kind of film we're going to make, and that's when they started to like, all right, I understand, now I get what you mean. So,
because, it is in the past to one extent, but on the other hand, giving a Hitler salute is still illegal in Germany. It's still a very live political issue, isn't it?
It definitely is over here, and it's not. The ideas of Nazis hasn't gone anywhere. It's unfortunate. It's still around, whether in the form of neo-Nazis, but at the same time, in the form of, I can hear the same vibes. Unfortunately, in the politics in Europe, the same seed ideas that built Nazis are still there.
Did that make you in any way uncomfortable about making this film, or did it actually encourage you to make it to poke fun at that?
It encouraged me. I thought that it made it meaningful to make this film, and this is kind of one of the messages of the film which I wanted to push out there. So it was one of the prime reasons I wanted to do this film in the first place.
Without spoiling it for people, I assume it doesn't have a happy ending for the space Nazis.
I would say that it doesn't have a happy ending for anybody. It's an equally sad story for everyone.